Good morning, and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us today for the first time, please take a moment and fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At the Wednesday evening service, we will continue reading all the way through the Bible as we look at 2 Kings chapters 7 and 8. On Saturday, January 22nd, 2011, there will be a Walk for Life event in San Francisco. It is a 3-mile walk to remember the preciousness of every life. Please see Helen Menig for more details. Next Sunday, December 5th, 2010, there will be a congregational meeting to discuss the end-of-year financial statements, as well as the budget for the 2010 and 2011 fiscal year. So please join us. Next Sunday, the Angel Tree Christmas tree will be raised up. This is an opportunity to either purchase a gift or to provide the funds to purchase gifts for children of those that are incarcerated. Our fellowship luncheon will directly follow the service, and everyone is invited for good food and fellowship. As is customary on the last Sunday of the month, there will be the 2 o'clock Pacific Hills Manor service, and all other services normally scheduled after the 2 o'clock service are canceled. Please refer to your bulletins for activities scheduled this afternoon in the insert in your bulletins for activities this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for this month, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 40 and verse 3. And he has put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Luis will be leading us in the singing of the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let us begin our worship with hymn number 91, the first Noel.
All right, folks, hope you had a great Thanksgiving. What a way to kick off this December now with some great Christmas hymns. Amen. Amen. Pager 92, O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Silent song.
turn your hymnals to number 348, The Beautiful Garden of Prayer. And no matter where it is we are, in our homes, in a coffee shop, wherever, you can always go to that place where we have that special time of prayer with God. Amen. Go ahead and please stand.
For prayer, just before prayer, I want to remind you of two things that I just wrote in the happiness in the second page. And one is the congratulations to Lay Prater and Christina Prater on the birth of my boy Josiah Prater. All right, and on November the 22nd. And Lee, when you go home, bring to your wife that beautiful flower that is just for Josiah. And then also with great sorrow, we'd like to inform you that Gloria's mother passed away during this week. We visited many times in the Primon Hospital there in the Kaiser Center. I thought that she's going to walk away from the hospital, but a terrible kidney problem shut off the kidney and she died. So we... request your prayers for the family. I thought to myself, here in one hand, here is a child born into the family, and in the other hand, in the same family, now Mama is away. Let's look to the Lord in prayer, please. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you, and we remember the words in the Bible, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker." And how blessed we are, Father, that we trust in him, that we believe in him. And that in moments like these, in a moment of a birth or in a moment of a departure, we worship you and we trust you regardless of the circumstances. We thank you, Father, for our church, the opportunity you gave us to open the doors of Bethel Baptist Church, to proclaim the word of God to those who are even afar via internet and radio and CD ministry. And we thank you, Lord, for those who worship right here in our wonderful sanctuary. Lord, what a blessed experience it is to know that we love you and we want other people to know your love and your care and your salvation. Father, we do as a church body have people who, as never before, so many people sick. Mildred is doing well, Father, and we thank you for the improvements and for her walks. And we thank you for her sister, daughter-in-law, who put her to eat and to walk. And she did, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Joe Blika, who also, in a strange moment, he's taking care of his wife. He ended up in surgery. And so, Father, he's much better, and he's home taking care of his wife. Thank you for Tom Curley. I thought last week that was the end of his life, and now, Father, how blessed it is that he is now sometimes for 8, 6, 7 hours without the ventilator. Lord, thank you, Lord, that he is recovering. You are a majestic God, and we pray to you for his life. And he confessed, Lord, to Dana that he really loves the Lord and knows the Lord, and we are very happy. Lord, we pray for Mike Murphy, for his pinched nerve. He's under therapy. And we pray for Gloria and the departure of her mother, Jean Carrillo, and we pray your comfort in her life. Lord, we pray for Lee Prater and the recovery of the knee surgery. It's so good to see him here this morning without pain. And we pray for Christina that she may recover, and we look forward to see that boy soon. Lord, for Ann Peretto, our wonderful lady who is home after surgery, we pray that she will have a good recovery. Lord, there are people without work, and we pray for them that you will open a door, especially on these seasons, so that they can earn their money for living. And Father, as we listen to the news, we know that South and North Korea are in a critical situation. And we pray, Lord, we have members of our church, they are from Korea, and we pray, Lord, that you will work in the minds of these leaders to avoid a confrontation so the peace can be seen in the peninsula. Thank you, Father, for our missionaries. How wonderful. We have Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, David and Denise Rose, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Porretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, and Jose and Diane Avila. And then the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Emilian Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. And we pray for the Lewis as they are being reassigned in their mission work there in Los Angeles. Thank you, Lord, that you brought us together this morning. May that your presence and may your word fill our heart and send us home with the joy of the Lord. In Jesus, we pray for the thanksgiving that we have in you. And Father, when I look into the bulletin and our expenses and I look into the provision, I have to say the people here love you and provide so that we can have the means to broadcast and the means to meet together. Thank you, Lord, for the offering. Thank you for the giver. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Choir, please take your Bibles now and turn to Paul's epistle to the Romans. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1222. We will be reading Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. Romans chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come unto you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. That is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Now I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come unto you, but was led hitherto that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the Word of God, the blessing that you have given to us, that we may read your Word and that we may be able to discern your heart, that you may open up our heart and our minds to the truth, to the reality of sin and of righteousness, the reality of judgment, and that you would bless us with your divine presence, in the Spirit of Almighty God, to teach us and to instruct us concerning you. I pray that you be with our pastor and our teacher this morning, Pastor Gabriel Otero, as he brings forth the testimony of your grace, that our lives and our hearts would be lifted up and turned towards you, to the praise and the honor and the glory that is due you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Thank you so much for the reading of God's Word. And before I do so, I want to, before I bring you the last message on the fundamentals of our faith for this season, I just want to bring your attention that all these decorations are done for are beautiful. I think it's Maria and Deborah. They did it. And so let's give them a hand, all right? Thank you so much. I know that Fred designed the whole thing and they did it. All right.